Okay, welcome to the December JCP EC meeting, public EC meeting. This is Heather Van Kira, and we are recording this meeting for those of you who can't attend in person. For our agenda today in December, we're going to introduce you to the JCP EC members who've just been elected in 2019 and talk about our 2020 Java community priorities. So I'll bring up the materials for the meeting. Since you can't see us on the meeting, here we are. As of September 2019, it's their last face-to-face meeting held in San Francisco, hosted by Twitter prior to Oracle Code 1. For the roll call, we're just going to go through each of the EC members' priorities, but I just didn't want to highlight a few changes. So who we have currently on the EC. We just finished our JCP election. We had a turnout of about 30% of our voter population of JCP EC members, which is typical of our annual election period. The results are posted on jcp.org if you want to take a look at those. We are in the process of transitioning to a little bit smaller EC, so we have 21 EC members currently. When we do the election next year, we'll have 18 members as of the 2020 elections. But in our current election, the EC members that were confirmed by the JCP membership for the executive committee, we had 5 EC ratified seats: Arm, Fujitsu, IBM, Intel, and SoJava. And 2 elected seats, Twitter and Tommy Tribe, who were serving previously on the JCP EC, so they've been re-elected for another term of 2 years. And then we had 2 associate member seats, so those seats were the members who were elected are Marcus Beal and Ken Fogel. And we had a few EC members that chose not to run in the election and who are not currently on the EC. So I'll go ahead now and transition to the agenda item where we'll go through, I'll go through alphabetically the EC members and ask each EC member to share as we head into 2020, introduce yourselves and your priorities, Java community priorities for the coming year in 2020. And this will also serve as our roll call since we do track attendance. So I'll start with Arm.
Hi there, Heather. So yes, it's good we're elected for another 2 years.
Stuart, right?
That's right, Stuart. Okay. Sorry.
I was just making sure I got the right person. Hi, Stuart. Thanks.
So we've got a number of priorities to mostly participate in OpenJCK. So there's some good work being done in the Vector API work. So we've got people involved in that effort. Apart from that, we've had some participation in other projects, such as Panama, and we look to continue to help optimize and improve OpenJDK, which is becoming quite important for us on our partners' machines, which we're starting to see rolled out in the cloud, such as the Amazon announcement of the Graviton 2. That's roughly what we're doing.
All right, thanks, Stuart. Next, we have Alibaba. Alibaba, not present. Azul Systems.
Yep, I'm here. Hang on.
Simon.
Simon. Just trying to get myself off mute.
Yes.
Yes. So, yes, we're resource systems. We weren't elected this time, were we? No. But we are just continuing to participate in mostly in terms of Java SE spec and obviously supporting the community in many different ways.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Yes, you're correct, Simon. So we stagger the terms. So the terms are 2-year terms. So Azure Systems will be up for re-election in 2020.
Yes, okay. Vote for us.
Yes, you're getting early start. That's good. Okay, BNY Mellon.
Hi, this is Chandra. Liam Nicholas is on the call as well.
Yeah, I am. But go ahead.
So Bank of New York Mellon was ratified last year, and we continue to be in here for this year, and we're up for election next year. Our intent is to add the bank and a wider Java community, further the cause of Java, participate in more Java sessions, and go through different JSRs, contribute there. And with that, I'll let Nikhil add anything else.
As an ongoing effort, both the committers of Eclipse Collections are part of BNY Mellon. As well as the project leads. And in addition to that, we'll be hosting the JCPEC face-to-face meeting in April at our Singapore Innovation Center. Back to you, Heather.
All right. Thanks, Nikhil. Thanks, Chandra. Looking forward to visiting your office in Singapore in April. Okay. Marcus Beal. Marcus Beal, you're the next.
Oh, sorry, I was muted. Can you hear me now?
Yes, got it.
Okay, sorry, I was confused. So my name is Marcus Beal. I'm involved in the community for a few years now. I'm known as a speaker, an author, and also a Jack leader or co-leader. And I'm here new, so I'm really excited to be here, and I want to be a voice for the Java community. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Marcus. Eclipse Foundation. Okay. No one from Eclipse Foundation. Ken Fogel.
Hi, hope you can all hear me. My name's Ken Fogel. I've been a teacher of computer science for many years. I teach at a college called Dawson College, which is a hands-on 3-year program training students to be software developers. In 2002, we dropped COBOL and went to Java, and it remains our primary language and gives our students the best opportunities. I've had my own opportunities to speak at CodeOne, JavaOne, decided to bring a little of that experience to Montreal through a conference called DOSCON, which we've been running for the last 4 years. And my primary interest is in seeing what I can do to ensure that Java remains relevant for people starting their career or even starting to be programmers. Is Java relevant for 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds? We certainly hear a lot about Python and other languages capturing the CS1 market. And I'm just wondering if there's anything we can do to revive Java in that space and make it friendlier and more exciting. So that's me.
Okay, thanks, Ken. Fujitsu? Goldman Sachs? I know Jackie was on the call. Jackie? All right, moving on, IBM. Can anyone hear me?
Yes, Heather.
Okay, just checking. All right.
We got you.
So we're missing Fujitsu and Goldman Sachs. I know they were both on the call earlier. That's why I was just checking. All right, come back to those two. Intel.
Intel's here. Hi, this is Steve Dorman. I'm a software engineer at Intel. And happy to be Intel's representative going into the next couple of years. Among our Java priorities for 2020, we have an ongoing contribution in optimizations for the JIT and garbage collector and other parts of the JVM. We'll continue that work. Two JEPs that come to mind in particular for 2020 are the JEP 338, the vector API. That gives direct programmatic access to vector hardware, which is really important and valuable. The other one is Java Foreign, which is JEP 370, I think. And that's new, and the memory access layer of this is particularly interesting because not only does it help give access to foreign libraries, but it gives access to other kinds of memory, such as Intel's persistent memory and another memory that exists for other kinds of hardware. So I think that opens up a lot of new opportunities. That's it. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Sounds good. JetBrains is next.
Hi, Heather. It's Tricia G here. Anna's on the call as well. So we are mostly, at JetBrains, we've been mostly doing things like staying and keeping up to date with the 6-monthly release cycle, making sure that the IDE supports the releases, preferably before they go out, and also giving visibility to the community of the types of features which are coming into Java via the JETs and via the stuff that's coming through the JCP. We're going to obviously continue doing that next year. So we're sort of trying to give visibility to what's coming through our blog posts and also through the IDE itself to say, do you know you've got these new features you can use? And as part of that, one of the other things we do is we do encourage the developers to give us and other members of the JCP feedback on like how the new language features work for them and things like, you know, the switch expressions and things like that.
Okay.
So we're going to carry on doing that this year, really.
Very good. Thank you. Sounds exciting. London Java Community. MicroDoc. I know Nicholas was there earlier as well, so MicroDoc.
Okay. Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi. Hi, Nicholas.
Okay. I was muted as well in this program. Hi, I'm Nicholas. We are working, like, as MicroDoc based in Germany, we are working on promoting the Java technologies, mainly in the embedded world. And lately, we are contributing to the CraalVM to add, like, non-standard support for non-standard platforms to the CraalVM to just give people who are working, who want to use this Java virtual machine on embedded systems, give them the possibility to do so and to extend the Java community here in this field. Okay.
Thank you. Very good. Oracle? I think we had George on the phone from Oracle.
Yep, I'm on the phone. And I am the vice president for the Java platform group at Oracle. And so basically all of my team is dedicated to working hard and improving Java, the Java specifications and continuing to push forward with the rapid release cadence.
Okay, thank you. SAP. Software AG. So Java.
Hey everyone, this is Bruno. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Bruno.
Hi, everyone. So first of all, I'd like to thank everyone that trusted us to continue. We've just been re-ratified for the next couple of years for the JCP. Our main focus here is to help you that are listening to us here to have your voice heard in the JCP. We're going to continue to push the JCP to be more open, more inclusive, and more participation. So thanks, everyone. For the support, and we are here to work with you on what you need. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bruno. Tommy Tribe.
Okay. Hi, everybody. So this is David of Tommy Tribe. And so we're very honored to be reelected to serve again in the JCP. And as usual, we typically like to make sure we're having conversations which might be uncomfortable. Is the health of all the different JDK vendors good? We got a lot of diversity there. Is it working for everybody? We have implementations like RAW, which maybe don't certify. Is that good? Do we care? Is that a discussion we need to have? Is the system still working for JSRs like the machine learning JSR, which is not quite a Java SE JSR? Is the JCP still good for them? And so we just basically like to make sure we're not shying away from any difficult conversations and do the right thing.
Okay. Thanks, David. Next, we have Twitter.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. This is Tony Prentice from the Twitter VM team. First, thank you to all the members that voted for us for another 2 years. And also congratulations to all the members that got newly elected, and also ratified. For next year, as I said, I work in the VM team, so for our big project for next year is to support our colleagues as they move from 8 to 11. That's going to be our main focus. We also have some colleagues who have been advocating Graal for a while. You know who they are. And we're planning to do a lot more of that in the next year or so. And also, we're looking forward to participating in any interesting discussions on the EC. And we're really looking forward to hosting the fall 2020 face-to-face meeting at Twitter HQ. So thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Tony. Okay, and finally, V2Com. Leonardo from V2Com. I thought I saw his name on the attendees. Okay. All right. I'm just going to review the questions that we're missing. Yes?
Mike DiNicola for Fujitsu. I'm here now.
Okay. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay. Fujitsu has been a major user of Java since it first came out in 1996. We are our major product right now is our application server interstage, but we have both Java SE and Java EE applications across the board, and we're a major leader of Java users in Japan and Asia.
All right. And thanks for hosting us in 2019 in your Tokyo office for our face-to-face.
You're welcome.
Okay. So I'm just going to review anyone else that we may have missed throughout the roll call. So it was Alibaba, Eclipse, Goldman Sachs, London Java Community, SAP, Software AG, and V2Com. All right, so we're missing those. I'll mark that for the attendance. Thanks to the EC members who attended and shared your 2020 priorities for the Java community. At this point, we have some extra time, so I'll ask if we have any questions from any of the attendees before I stop the recording. Okay, no questions. That's not atypical. So thanks everyone for joining. This is the last meeting of 2019. The EC will be meeting again in February 2020, and we'll have our first public meeting in June of 2020. So you can follow JCP_org on Twitter for all those details, or check the JCP.org website. Thanks everyone for joining and listening, and we'll talk to you next time. Go ahead and adjourn the meeting for today. So
thank you, Heather, for this year. Let me just say thank you for all you do, you and the team, in 2019. It was a pleasure. to continue to work together. It's like a retrospective from my side.
You thank everybody, but you don't often get thank yous yourself. So thank you to you and all the JCP team.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yes, thanks to the JCP and everyone. Have an amazing 2020. It was great to work with all of you here. Thanks a lot.
Yes.
Yep. Happy holidays and wish you a good Happy New Year. See you in 2020.
Yes. Okay. Happy holidays,
thank
everyone.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You
bye-bye.
Too.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays.